love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, Angie from The Apprentice.
Woohoo!
Thursday nights, 9 o'clock, NBC. She was S-canned the week before last, right? Because Chris got it last week.
Yes, he did.
Do you, first off, you have a rare distinction of being a guest on the show and representing a show that Drew has actually seen
or
watched and enjoyed.
And a reality show, nonetheless.
And then, and the both of us, I mean, there's rarely anything we both watch together. I think this is...
Family Guy
and this.
And this, that's
and Family Guy we watch simultaneously, but this we watch together. Do you understand?
Joined.
You understand?
That's so touching. I'm so glad that I could bring the two of you together.
A man bridge between the two of us. A fleshy man bridge. The only thing linking
baby.
The either side of the chasm.
One or the other.
Yes. Either way. Odd weeks, even weeks. That's how we work it. Angie and I know each other. I didn't even know. I watched a show, and I didn't even remember that I knew Angie, and that's how stupid I am. What's her name? The hot little tamale came on here about a month and a half ago. Who, what the hell's her name?
Audrey.
Yes, Audrey. The very beautiful yet unrealistic.
Stunningly gorgeous.
The gorgeous yet unrealistic Audrey came in here. Oh, is she a mess? Whoa, man. Feisty fun, but oh, there's issues there, baby.
She's young.
Yeah. I was young too. I didn't have that many issues. But.
Man, you had issues.
I had issues, but not that many.
Yeah.
But vivacious, beautiful, and young. What can you say?
She got mad when I tried to crack her on some of those issues a little bit.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You can't come on this show and say that, you know, you slept in a car and your dad's in jail and not expect us to do a little probing.
Around,
a little searching there.
And we know that means, like, here's what we hear all night. I was abused. I was molested. My dad's in jail. I'm fine.
Let's get on with it.
I've worked through it.
Used to be a problem. Now I'm great.
Yeah. That's when I was 14. I'm 17 now. It's all behind me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know it all worked out. Angie, I knew, let's see. I'm trying to think when we met. I mean, it could have been 15 years ago. Could have been 12 years ago. Maybe 13, 14
Something
years ago.
Like
we should pick.
It was Todd.
Now, that's the other thing, too, because Audrey said Angie knows you, and she knows you through Todd, and Todd is Angie's old boyfriend, who's, as I recall, Drew, you're allergic to comedy
Angie.
Here?
To Angie. Crazy.
Allergic to me.
We figured out that Angie's old boyfriend was a good friend of mine way back.
A good friend?
Yeah, in the day.
I don't think they ever did the man bridge, though.
I beg your pardon. He's told
don't feel
me
used,
all
Dr.
of his previous
Drew.
Partners.
Now, how we dare did an
you?
Oral man bridge, Drew, that I didn't feel was germane.
I'm hurt, and I'm feeling a little funny about
okay,
this.
Okay, let's...
An awkward moment. We'll let that go.
Let's...
It's getting weird, Adam.
We'll man bridge during the break and make it all better. I'll suck all the venom out of you with my bridge.
Oh, it's getting more and more exciting here.
Yeah. We also call it...
By the minute. We just started.
We also call it in-flight fueling. You know what I'm saying, Drew? Yeah. All right, so Angie and I hadn't seen you. Of course, I was a civilian when I saw Angie last.
Yes.
She knew I had amazing potential, but had no idea the heights I would climb to.
Absolutely.
Making beat-off jokes all night for 13-year-olds. She had no idea.
I'm impressed, though, I have
you
to
are.
Say, Adam,
it's
that
amazing.
You're actually being paid for it. It's the same Adam from 12 years ago, but now he's making money. It's not just a drunken barroom conversation. It's live radio.
Whole new sex appeal.
Radio.
Angie, so here's the thing. So I love The Apprentice. Drew and I, like I said, are devotees of the show. I love all the Mark Burnett stuff. I just do. Mm-hmm. I like The Contender. I like Survivor. You know, he puts his stink on it. It's enjoyable.
It works. Yeah.
I thought you were great on the show. Let's see. Last week's challenge was the Pontiac challenge. Your challenge was which challenge?
Wearable technology.
Oh,
American Eagle.
That's
the laptop
right.
and the hoodie.
That's right. Right. Right.
My favorite, Angela, is when they made the hotel.
Yeah.
The hotel thing. She pulled everyone in the van and went, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. New toilets. Give me a break. So now, do you feel, now you were the team leader on that challenge.
Nescafe. No. I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't on the wearable technology.
No, I was
one.
Not the project
That's
manager.
Why
I
you
was
got
Alex.
You got railroaded. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing about the show I don't really understand sometimes is the team fails. The team leader doesn't always get the brunt of the whatever.
Well.
But Angie wasn't really. Angie forgot something, or you know what it is. I'll tell you what it is. Here's what it seemed like to me. Angie's one of these people, Drew. You know this well. This is why you're resentful, and I'm the same way too. Angie's one of these people that gets a lot of stuff done.
Yeah.
So every all roads lead to Angie. Everything gets dumped in your lap. You wrangle the models. You design the this. You make sure that. And then when you fall short on one of them, it's your fault.
Right.
Meanwhile, all anyone else was doing was delegating things to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I feel your pain.
Mm-hmm. You feel that's what happened in, a couple weeks back?
Absolutely. But you know,
yeah,
that's who I am. I take on responsibility. I did learn a lesson, though. You know, there was a couple times in that task that I said to Alex, no, have him do it. I got to work on this presentation, or I've got to finish what I'm doing right now. And Alex wouldn't have any part of it. And I think I got a little carried away, or my take on it is my ego got in the way of, fine, I can handle it. I can do it. I can do it all. And the reality is I can't do it all. And I think I showed that on national television going, American, well, this is, you know.
Were you glad to see Chris go last week? A little bit?
Yeah, evidently.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I would have been much happier to see Chris go the week I went. That would have been fair. I actually watched, when I watched the last week's episode, I thought Alex should have been fired. Actually, I didn't think Chris should have been fired. Even though Chris is a disaster and you got to love him, he's the son you wish you never had and all that. His heart's in it. He's a good kid. He's 21.
Seven failures in a row.
Yeah, like, he's a train wreck.
If it's not his fault, then he's cursed. Either way, he's got to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he should have gone months ago.
All right. You know. So, Angie, are you now, well, obviously, how does it work now? You can show your face around
Absolutely.
Where you were sort of sequestered before?
Right. You cannot be seen in public until, while you're still on the show, you cannot be seen in
public.
So
what could you do? I mean, Audrey said you guys were being put up at a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had activities and things.
Right.
But what do you know,
from the moment it is
public,
filmed until the moment you kicked off on air?
No.
No, while it's being filmed, you're sequestered.
While it's being filmed, you're sequestered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after, when the show starts in January, you're not allowed to make public appearances with film, press, and radio. Now, I do cabaret, and I'm a singer.
Oh, me
and
too.
And I talked to... I'm a professional singer.
Oh, yeah.
And
don't
I was allowed
sit
to
there alone in the room.
Come
in where the music plays. That's me.
Oh, I've heard you many
sell
times.
It. Sell it,
oh,
baby.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, you can't do public appearances. I was invited to charity events and things like that.
But it's not like you can't go to Starbucks.
You can
go to the grocery store.
Right. Yeah, right. You can go to Starbucks, you know.
But then after you're officially voted off or fired,
bring it on.
Right.
You can go do what you like.
Do you make the rounds and all that stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. Did the Today Show. Dennis Miller loved that. Access Hollywood, all those Tony Danza.
Had a good time on that.
Yeah,
Dennis
it was
Miller.
Great.
I like Dennis Miller, too.
I love Dennis Miller, and he loved me. He's a big fan of the show. He loved me on the show, and that was great.
Yeah, he gets a bad rap sometimes, I think.
Really?
Wait, you don't know that?
No.
Well,
he's a good guy.
Wow.
No, he is.
What do you know? He likes this show. That's why he's a good guy.
I've done his show a bunch of times, and he's been very...
I know.
He's a lot... I got to be honest, he's a lot like you as it comes to... As it pertains to the show. He's very intolerant of BS.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and, you know, that's fine.
Well,
you know.
I show up at 9:59 and 21 seconds.
No, but I remember when in TV, if stuff was, you know, not sort of moving along,
TV.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I like him. It's good. No, here's what I'm saying about Dennis Miller. He has... not the world's greatest reputation as being a nice guy or a good guy by people that have worked with him, and is not beloved amongst fellow comedians. And but I think respected.
Yes.
I have no, you know, there's a few guys that are out there that are like this, but I've done the guy's show a couple times, and it was fast, it was fun, it was easy, and I enjoyed it, and I've talked to him a few times. It's always been enjoyable, so I don't know. But on the other hand, I'm not calling these other people liars. I'm sure you got to do something to earn it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think people like you and Dennis Miller, and that, you know, when you've got your face on the show, and it's your reputation on the line.
Yeah,
I think you're going to be demanding. I think it's a different thing.
I've said that many times.
Well, I think it's a different thing than somebody who works behind the scenes or whatever.
Just don't touch the cash register.
Just point at my face.
A face like that.
Yeah.
Wow. So painful. All right.
Here we go.
Sabrina?
Hi.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I would have to put out that I have a very wild imagination, but I've always had a problem with actually doing nasty things, I guess what people would consider kind of dirty things, but yet in my head, I just love and lust to want to do those things.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What things?
And, I guess being with, if anybody hits on me or anything, it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, try something. I'll say no, but please do it, you know. Or
yes, you're one of those people that likes to be swept away. Ooh. Somebody has to make it okay for you to do things because it's outside of your control.
But you don't, yes. Do you do anything with these people?
No,
she puts
up
such a fight. No one has sort of broken through that.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, I've even gotten attracted to girls and stuff. And
yeah, but you don't do anything.
Here's what this all means to me, is that there's an internal split. There's a good Sabrina and a bad Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
And the sexual part is a bad Sabrina, and you'll have nothing to do with that, but you sure as hell want somebody else to bring it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you need to have a bad guy to bring out the bad Sabrina, and I bet you have a history of doing that kind of thing.
Drew has two sides. He's got the boring side.
And the more boring. The stultifying.
Boring. Yeah, it's boring, medium boring, and it's like... super
coma.
Boring.
Coma.
And then there's coma. And
you know what I think, Sabrina, too? I think society tells women that it's not okay to enjoy sex or to have a bad side.
But
it is.
Now, wait a minute.
It is okay.
But wait a minute.
Let her go.
But in what world is that? I mean, every women's magazine, everywhere you look, it's women need to do all these crazy things. It's all you see everywhere.
Right.
We left
behind. There's an underground, Dr. Drew.
40 years ago, we left behind this thing that women shouldn't do.
All right, here's a good point. Yes, I'm going to agree with my colleague, Angie. Yes, Drew, you're out. Here's the thing. Drew and I have this same opinion. We share the same opinion here, which is, you know, everyone says, you know, society says, there's a lot of society, like, you know, society's trying to keep the black man down. Society doesn't want this man to have success. Society, well, first off, I know society is always just white males between, you know, 18 and 56. But I don't know who that society is, number one. Number two, we don't have a vested interest in really keeping anyone down so much because we're not so interested. We're off doing our own thing and trying to make our own stuff. But I don't think society wants to keep women down. I think women feel weird, and I think it's woman on woman crime. I think what happens is there's five women. They go out to a club. One of them goes home with a guy and makes it with him in their apartment, their hotel in Vegas.
The
other four turn on her at breakfast the next day.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And they shun. What a whore. Now, the guy ain't complaining about it.
Not at all.
Society ain't complaining about it. It's her four girlfriends who are turning on her.
Sociological studies have shown this over and again, that the so-called double standard that women complain about is initiated by men. Men make note of it, but it's sustained by women.
Right. So women always say society or males are uncomfortable or intimidated by our sexuality or whatever. It's really their peers, I think, who turn on them.
And
who
chimpanzee pods behave in the same way. They do. when there's a wayward female, all the other females turn their back.
Wow.
They actually shun physically.
The pods.
When there's a wayward.
There pods of chimpanzees?
Chimpanzee pods.
Aren't they? Yeah.
Well, there's like pods of whales.
Yeah. I just, that word just came out, I imagine.
Hmm.
It may or may not be continues to run.
You know, we ought to
bunches and bunches of chimpanzees.
Back to this, but this whole thing with like, well, there's a calf and this one has a cub and this one has a pod and this one has a gaggle and this one has a gander and that one has a flock. Let's just figure out one thing.
A bunch.
I like pod. Let's stay with pod.
A group or bunch, pod.
Let's just figure out the one thing, and it would be same thing for geese as it would be for catfish as it would be for bears, and then let's go with cub, because I'll tell you what,
kid was better.
I beg to differ. Kid is weird. I'll tell you why, because I don't want to eat kid.
All right.
I do want to eat cub.
All right. Cub.
You do? You want to eat cub?
I'd eat some cub over some
cub.
But
not puppy. Yeah.
And not puppy.
No puppy.
I don't want to eat any puppy. I don't want to eat pounded.
No kitten, no cub puppy. No.
I don't want any pounded puppy cutlet.
Duckling.
I'll have some pounded cub.
Oh, my Lord.
My point is, let's just pick one because it gets tough when you start getting into whales and moose and stuff like that. What were we talking
pack.
About?
We didn't do pack. Well, now there's a difference. We're talking about Sabrina and her dirty thoughts. There's a difference between promiscuity and being in a relationship with somebody you trust and doing kinky, fun, working out fantasies and things.
You're absolutely right.
What my buddy Todd was doing on Angie 13 years ago. Believe you me, those apartment walls are paper thin. Paper thin. Yeah.
What'd you hear?
What didn't I hear? That's really. It'd be a faster answer if you just asked me what
did
I didn't
kids
hear.
Or cubs?
I was attempted cub making.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good times.
Sabrina is really typical of a trauma survivor, though, where they get this internal split with the good and the bad, and then they can't get at the bad unless they're with a bad person.
Sabrina?
They can't connect the two up so they can experience it with another person.
Do you ever get abused?
Well, I've had some people get maybe a little too close to me. Nobody in there, like, actual family. Close family, knit family.
Family of origin, you're talking about.
All right. You sound frazzled. You sound sort of like you don't know yourself very well.
A survivor.
No, I don't. You know, I've never really had an orgasm. So the lust thing for me is very, very much a part of
Angie was multiple.
Wanting
oh, yeah?
it.
You were counting.
I couldn't miss it.
I'm very healthy.
Instead of sheep, you just counting.
I couldn't miss
count
it.
Angie.
Paper thin walls.
One,
paper
two,
thin.
Three,
is it really
four.
Between what was the debauchery in the next room and me? It's just like a snare drum thickness.
Sorry, Sabrina, what were you saying, honey?
Yeah, pow. Rim shot after rim shot. Endless, bottomless. All right, Sabrina, get some therapy.
Well, Sabrina, did somebody touch you inappropriately or something when you were a kid?
Well, you know, for one of my birthdays, you know, somebody gave me a really long, long kiss that was completely inappropriate, but I felt that, you know, and I've had, like, a doctor.
No. All right, now there's something.
No, when you were, like, under 8 years old, what happened?
I don't think it was.
Hold on, I'm getting back. Look. For my birthday, somebody gave me a long, long kiss.
She's already freaked out.
She's already freaked out. I had a doctor who...
Already freaked out.
Right.
Yeah.
How can you do that? That's amazing that you guys have been doing this a long time. I know.
Molesters molest. They don't give girls extra long kisses.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her interpretation.
Right,
Something's wrong. All right, Sabrina, what's wrong?
First of all, I want to have an orgasm.
What did the doctor do to you? I'm just curious what you think the doctor did to you.
Well, no, I know what he did. He was rubbing up against me when he thought I was under anesthesia really well. And then when I was done, I looked across the room and he was adjusting his pants. So I know exactly what happened.
I
didn't want to say anything because I was too embarrassed.
He had intercourse with you?
No, he was just rubbing himself up against me.
What procedure were you undergoing? Hopefully,
actually, funny, I was getting a wisdom tooth pulled and stuff, and so I knew exactly what was going on, but I don't.
Yeah,
think,
oh no, 110%.
Dirty about it, stuff. But I love it when men.
Now, it's a very sexually charged situation.
Oh, yeah, because I can't have an orgasm.
By the way, is it
love me some dental work.
Is it possible to yank an impacted molar from somebody's mouth without your chest or groin or whatever going up against their elbow or their shoulder?
Impossible.
Rubbing up against me.
Yeah.
And then you saw him, of course, he was adjusting his pants.
I mean.
But these are the kind of people that bring lawsuits against people.
All the time. These are the kinds of people that do that.
All right. Sabrina,
Yeah.
You're, the dentist didn't molest you. You're not hot enough. I'm sorry. Now, look, get some therapy. Would you please? You're a mess.
Okay.
Would you get some therapy? Don't worry about your orgasm. There's something cooking in you.
Big time.
Hmm.
There is something brewing. Go get some therapy.
Therapy's for losers.
Thank you, Drew.
I did not say that.
Well, it sure sounded like you did.
Are you a Mormon?
All right. Look, everybody, we don't have enough time to specifically figure out what's up. Something's up. Our spidey sense is tingling. Go get some therapy.
Yeah.
All right?
For sure need some brain needs an assessment.
Oh,
the fact that she can't have relationships, all that stuff, it's all bad times.
Wisdom teeth.
I think when you find out what her family of origin was like, it would be major chaos.
And she's young. She's 25. You've got a lot of living to do.
Yeah.
But 25, never had a relationship.
Jason?
Yes, sir.
And I'm picturing Sabrina over there. Believe me, that dentist is—he could find better rub against. There's something going on. I know it, Jason.
Yes, sir.
You're 25.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I just got married on April 3rd, and everything's going really well. But the wife still won't return the favor when it comes to oral sex.
How come?
Pardon me?
Why not?
I couldn't tell you.
What does she tell you?
She doesn't really, you know, she acts kind of shy about it. She kind of gets frustrated when I mention it.
Was she returning the favor beforehand?
Either this is bogus or you never mentioned it to her.
No, I've mentioned it to her several times.
And what does she say?
Matter of fact, we're on our honeymoon and I brought it up a couple times.
And what does she say?
She says, just give her time and, you know, she's never done it before. She doesn't really know how to do it and she doesn't know how to jump into it. And
all right. That's like fair enough. That's fair enough.
Not really.
No,
but
it's fair enough.
I mean, it's an answer.
It's an answer. The fact is, though, there's some people just really get overwhelmed, don't like that. They just, for whatever reason. Some people had something happen to them. Somebody forced them to do something when they were a kid, and they just are traumatized by it and have flashbacks when they try to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a certain percentage of society that's just not into certain things, no matter what they are.
Right.
And that's it. You may have just rolled the dice and came up snake eyes with this. On the other hand,
she's leaving the door open. She said, give me time. Let's try to work it out.
Well, they're on their honeymoon. What's she going to say? F off for the next 55 years?
Might as well say it then.
Drew heard it. Why not you? Yeah, but but you also may have gotten a trauma survivor. And because you're calling this show,
we'll bet.
We're going on trauma survivor. So where's her dad? Does she know him? How's that work?
Oh, yeah. She's extremely close to her dad. She comes from a really good background. She's, you know, real innocent chick.
Well, just ask her, Jason, if she ever saw something that bothered her or if somebody made her do something along those lines that troubled her. And if the answer is no, then kind of bring her along. Give her some time and work this out. It's like,
all right. I will appreciate the advice.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
That's easy. Let's go to break.
Does she sleep with her mouth open?
Oh, stop.
Well, some people
my God. You tried that with me, too. Was that what that was about?
That's that man bridge again.
You know...
He said he fell. He slipped in the bathroom. I thought it was funny. The bathroom was 18 feet away.
18 feet away. Yeah. Angie's here tonight from The Apprentice. A dear old friend I forgot about. Didn't even know she was on the show. I was just Angie. I was a fan. And then I realized, we know each other. We'll take ourselves a quick break. The Apprentice on Thursday nights, 9 o'clock, NBC, by the way. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Love line, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Angie is here tonight from The Apprentice. I met her long before there was reality TV.
Yes. I love the applause. But you probably knew that, didn't you, Dr. Drew?
This show was, she's a cabaret singer.
There you go.
What do you got for us? You got a little camera?
What does that tell you?
Was Adam, back in the day, was Adam your sort of Joel Grey when he could show up there with you?
Yes. Oh. Actually, he was. He was my Joel Grey to my
little
closet.
Mascara on and a derby.
Welcome.
I kind of saw you in like a Tails with those hip-high leggings.
Yeah, I mean like right. Oh, with Tails. Yeah. And my Capizios.
Right.
Dance shoes. Because let me tell you something,
gotta
Drew.
Gotta dance.
The only time I feel free is when I'm dancing.
Of course.
I like to punch anyone who ever said the only time I ever... I'm just like to hit him in the face.
Whatever they say. Whatever falls.
Feel free. There was something about every movie from the 80s where someone had to explain to someone, man, you don't know what it's like to be out there on that motorcycle, man.
Yeah.
With everyone. Man, when I'm behind the wheel of that car, man, this is the only time I feel free.
I'm alive.
I'm alive. It's the only time I feel alive. Weird blowhardy. Super ultra. Important.
Those guys all became our current day blowhards.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. There were a-holes just 20 years ago. Yeah. Now they've made a smooth transition
graduated
into blowharddom.
Blowhards.
Here's what you got. Yesterday's a-hole is today's blowhard. Because it's hard to be a blowhard when you're skinny and 24.
Right, you're just an a-hole.
Right. You're just an a-hole. Wait till you get in your 40s, your hair thins out a little, and you get a little spare tire around your belly. A
couple DUIs under your belt.
Now you're blowhard.
Did you go from cocky to blowhard?
Yeah, you could go from
you
cocky.
Could go. Not
you could go from cocky to blowhard, too. Yeah, although the cocky, you go, that's more
cocky
like...
Cocky criminal.
Nah, it's just more like smart ass or something. Or maybe even bitchy as you get older and cocky gets complainy or something that. All right, where are we, Drew?
Here we go.
Used a vacuum pump on his peni. Chris?
Who hasn't?
27? Oh, let me tell you what I heard come from the next room. The debauchery. You're in like a slaughterhouse. Screams.
Well, they were next door to you?
No.
They actually were?
Angie.
We were not.
Angie and her boyfriend, who is a friend of, they're in the same apartment or condo or something of a friend of mine from the old comedy troupe.
I see. Mm-hmm. Used to stay the night there at the...
It happened a time or two.
It was a female. Yeah.
It happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chris? I heard some noises, too.
Chris, how dare you?
It was Adam farting.
Yeah, there was
crying.
Some of that.
I think it was crying.
And laughing maniacally.
Yes.
There's a fair amount of that. Chris?
Yes.
27. All right, go ahead.
All right. I was wondering if there's any possibility of, like, permanent damage from using a vacuum pump on your...
I guess there's a possibility. You can always, you can rupture the corpus bodies within the penis that swell to cause erection.
Really?
You can tear them and rupture them and things.
Well, the ones that are made for your penis?
Typically not.
They probably don't produce enough in the PSI department.
Right. I'm saying it's not like if you use it properly, but if something, I don't know.
You better get a shop vac.
Shop vac, I was going to say.
Yeah.
What's the problem? What's going on?
With the reducer, of course. Yeah?
Chris?
Pardon me?
What's the problem?
Well, I don't know. I just kind of frequently find it as a hobby, almost.
Well, what kind of device are you using?
It's actually a vacuum thing that you use on a car.
Oh.
But it's not those change operated ones at the coin op.
That's what I was in.
Car wash, is
it?
Immediately what came into my head.
No, it's the one you buy at the auto parts.
Oh, okay. And is it doesn't plug into your cigarette lighter in your car, does it?
No, it's hand operated.
Uh-huh. Well, see, now that's not meant for the penis.
Yeah.
That's
all right. Chris,
okay.
Whatever.
All right.
So if you put in a light socket, you'll hurt yourself.
All right, Chris, all right, you're 27. You better pray this is a bogus phone call. I rarely say this, but...
We're praying for you on your behalf.
We're praying for you that this is a horrible, bogus phone call, or you're just 27 living in Pittsburgh
right,
and putting a car vacuum on your nards every night.
Have you met Sabrina, Chris?
All right, don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, use common sense.
It's BS, of course.
I was just thinking about Angie and the man thing. I bet she'd appreciate your point of view on rape, too.
No. I have to organically get into that. I can't be pushed into it.
Just ask him sometime about rape.
I'm like a cat.
Organically ask him about
it. I'm like a cat when it comes to my comedy.
I know. We have to, like, rub you slowly.
No, I jump on your lap. You don't chase me around the house and tell me it's time to cuddle. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm just not in the mood. I'm going to go up on the refrigerator.
See you guys later.
Yeah, see, you know, refrigerator used to be the refuge for the cat. Now, many houses, the thing's built in or it's kind of flushed in or the cabinets come around. It used to be a nice place, that top of the fridge.
It was kind of warm and stuff.
Cat could hang out up there. Yeah. You could hide junk up there if you didn't want the kids getting to it. You know, the top of the fridge was a nice little stash. No more.
No more.
Yeah, it's all cabinets and Sub-Zeros and all that stuff.
We got one of those in our garage. I'll put a bunch of stuff up there.
Oh, you get stuff on top of the fridge.
There you go.
It's a whole thing. You know what's good? It's good to hide stuff from kids on top of the fridge because they're only interested in what's in the fridge. They're not interested in what's time. Obviously, they can't see it, but they have no motivation to get up there.
And why is it the top of the fridge gets dirtier than any other surface in the
what's
house?
What's up with that?
Every insect collects there. Every dust bunny.
I don't know. Mine looks like the grill of a long haul Mack truck
that's been on the road for six months.
I got like dead seagulls up there.
Yeah. Got the same. Yeah.
Roadkill. There's parts. There's hooker parts up there. Ooh, blood.
Don't have hooker parts.
I shine the purple CSI Woods light up there. There's semen. Yeah. Pentagram and semen up there.
I injured my retina with that.
Yeah. It's nothing but just semen.
The pentagram
and animal
of
part.
Semen. Yeah,
pentagram
I hate that.
Of semen.
I hate it when that happens.
Well, then don't shine the woods light up there.
No, turn it off.
Yeah,
or just don't invite Adam over.
Right.
It's a disaster. Yeah, I don't know. Also, with the refrigerators, the coils, and everything, refrigerators attract a lot of filth for a place you keep the food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, you don't hear anything coming out of the blender. It just sits there, waiting to be used.
Sparkly.
Respectfully. Respectfully, not speaking until spoken to.
Sits next to the toaster, happy.
And it's giving you options. What do you want, puree? I'll do it. I'll puree something. I'll blend it. I'll mix it. What do you need, chop,
crush.
Dice?
Crush it.
I'll do whatever. I'll churn. What is it? Got 28 speeds. What do you like?
All that was invented by Larry Tate. Every one of those. It's like, so what?
I just don't like that. It's like, well, there's mix, there's blend, there's puree, there's chop. Like any of them have any significance over, like, somehow chop is faster than puree, or how does it work?
No, nothing happens.
You just
there's
go
no
up, it's just up the scale. Just,
if you're a 10 versus 14, it's totally different effect.
And what thing that you put in the blender, you just want to hit the 10 for immediately? All right. Hey, we needed options back in the day. That's all. Bob?
Hello.
Do you have a Germany or Florida?
I do. I heard in the news, though, Andy Dick made the news. Did you hear that?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Hmm. There may be a bad joke coming.
Somebody die?
Is he okay?
No, this was in the news. I heard today that last night he was thrown out of a comedy club for exposing himself on stage.
Well, that's not the new for Andy, though. If you ask him up on stage, that's what he's going to do.
That's not the Andy I know.
Yeah, that's tame Andy.
That is not the Andy I know.
I went to a club.
Wow.
I have to leave at this point.
It was something Berg. The town was something Berg, so it was probably
a city.
Town.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they didn't realize what
anyway,
they were
anyway, Germany or Florida.
All right. Yeah.
A 38-year-old man was arrested Thursday after running through a popular amusement park naked, yelling, "I am the Pope. I am the Pope." The man was held for 24 hours and then released to the medical facility he had escaped from earlier in the week.
Mm. Okay, now tell Angie what this is.
Yeah, it's Florida.
Oh, you know
where the guy come from? Yeah, I'm from Florida. All the whack jobs come right out of Florida. Good Lord, if there's some crazy story to be told, it's happened
but
in
Germany
Florida.
Too, though.
Germany's pretty wild. But amusement park kind of gives
it
away.
The Pope. The Pope came from Germany and in the news.
It's tough. I know. Here's the thing about Germany or Florida, and especially as Angie's an ex-Floridian. It's so easy just to think Florida when anything effed up ever happens anywhere on the planet. But they're different kinds of effed up because to me, Florida is sort of stupid effed up. It's backing over your girlfriend. It's just punching out old people
and more
just
violent. Yeah,
meth
more
labs exploding and it's just super stupid white people just setting themselves on fire. Right,
Germany
in the act of
an intellectual overtone or a cultural overtone.
Germany is
so European of
more like. I put an advertisement in the paper for mail to come over and let me eat them.
No, slice them like a sausage.
Slice a penis off. Yeah. We sauteed it. You know, it's weird.
It's cultural.
Yeah, but here's what it is. It's more Hannibal Lecter.
Yes.
As opposed to just sort of
Billy Bob.
Straight Billy
cops.
Bob.
Cops.
Yeah.
You got a pretty mouth.
It's, Florida is Sling Blade.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, even Sling Blade. Dictators.
And they're more, Germany's more Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, yeah.
But then once in a while, you got the Pope in the amusement park, and it's tough.
Well, Florida, amusement park in Florida, amusement park.
Yeah.
You're sort of limited to Universal Studios and Disney World in Florida.
I don't know. Angie, go with your first impulse,
I'm
baby.
With Florida.
Florida. I'm going
to
Germany.
I'm going Germany, too. Uh-oh. I'm feeling Germany. Bob?
I am the Pope. I am the Pope. Hello?
Bob?
Yeah, was
you
this you
Bob,
that did this,
from,
Bob?
Frankfurt, Germany. You guys.
Ah!
Forgot about this garden, so.
You forgot about Busch Gardens.
Yeah, Busch Gardens.
Yeah. All right, there, Bob.
Okay. All right.
Okay, all right, we're gonna send you out Wonder Woman's Windbreaker, which is the invisible kind. It's nothing. You get nothing.
And you like it.
Must have been a bitch for air traffic controllers, Wonder Woman, taxing. You know what I mean? She got that invisible airplane. But by the way, you can see her.
But you can see her in it. Yeah.
So what good is that?
So that doesn't count.
More distracting, I would argue, than actual aircraft flying over your head is a chick in a seated position. That would draw more focus. Airplanes, you don't even look up. Chick with a golden lasso flying over your head and, go-go boots, you'd be looking up all day long. Like, what is this?
Waiting for that.
Waiting. Yeah. Whew. That Wonder Woman was a good show coming. Boy, when I was just the right age for that when that came out.
Well, that's awesome. All you had, too.
It is all I had. Raft
boxes.
All I had. Angie's.
Oh, you had Jeannie, too.
Genie.
I Dream of Jeannie?
That's
yeah.
right.
Nah, I mean, yeah, but she was a little before my time, but I think I caught her in syndication. I did like the idea that she called the guy Master.
Yeah, Master, exactly.
I like that. I like the fact, I like the super tenuous tie between him being an astronaut and finding a bottle on the beach. Like, you can't just find a bottle on the beach. What percentage of people that go to the beach are astronauts? 90%?
No, he was on an island, and his
space capsule
His Gemini
went down.
Capsule came down in the right. wrong place, and he had happened to find a bottle.
Still, he didn't have to actually go to space in order to get the story going.
No, it didn't have to be an astronaut. No.
All right, the point
is... Gilligan.
And yeah, then, it could have been a... Yeah,
like,
captain of a boat.
Like, he had no sexual attraction to her at all. Here's a straight military guy that doesn't want to bang a smoking hot blonde
Who's
genie,
calling you master.
Who's calling you master.
Calling you master, right.
Who lives in an upholstered bottle. That's number one. And then also...
That you can put the lid on and close her up.
Didn't want her meddling at all. If I was an astronaut, I'd be like, listen, If one of the O-rings starts burning out on the Gemini thing, and I'm just going to turn into a human torch on the launch pad, you better get involved, bitch. Because the last thing I'll be doing is cursing your name when I'm going up in flames. Like, I would want her in there with me. Okay, astronauts, like, the number one thing you'd want a genie for. You don't need a genie when you drive a forklift, but when you're sitting on top of, 500 tons of liquid fuel, you want a genie on
Genie's
your side.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Let's take ourselves a little break.
What's the matter, Michelle?
Never really thought about that, but astronaut and genius, good mix.
Yeah, but the guy never interested in her.
No, not Gay. Interested. Gay.
Well, that's what I'm screaming. Angie, who was his partner? What was his partner's name? That
well,
was
there was
the one
Dr.
he was
Bellows,
after.
And then
well,
there was
Dr.
the other
Bellows,
guy.
Well, Dr. Bellows, we don't even need to get into.
Gotta figure out that.
They called the other guy by his first name.
Yeah, Don.
Sergeant Healy.
Captain Healy. We'll figure it out. Angie's here from The Apprentice. Drew and my, one of our favorite shows, I must say. Mm-hmm. We will take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Angie's here tonight from The Apprentice. Angie is a old friend of mine.
Easy.
And I'm, she's not old, but I knew her when I was a zygote. Mm. And I am so thick, so dense, so out of it that I've seen every episode of The Apprentice and had to have somebody tell me that I knew one of the.
It was Audrey that told you.
Audrey from The Apprentice had right. to tell me that one of the more. And Angie, before she got the shiv 2 weeks ago, was probably. Had arguably as much screen time as anybody on that show, and I just stared at her and thought, See, I didn't have a context because I didn't think anyone I knew could be on TV unless they're being led to or from the courthouse.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Every time I see a guy with a jacket over his head being dragged in a courthouse, I think, I might know that dude. I probably do, but just...
He owes me money.
Being on TV and being a, here's a successful business person from TV, I would immediately think, no. But then it was brought to my attention. We do know each other, and now it all comes back into sharp focus. Sam?
Yeah.
17?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What's up?
Afterwards, having sex with my girlfriend, we realized that the condom has come off and it's been left inside of her.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
Yeah.
Could be some other dudes. Seven? You don't know that. I mean, let's look on the bright side. You know?
He went in with one and came out without one.
Oh, but you know what's worse? Going in with one, coming out with two.
That's bad.
I hate
That's bad times. Oof. Or when they're strung together, like that magician thing.
You just keep pulling them out. Oh, it's that's
scarf.
Bad. That
just keep would, doing would, it. Would, well, it's condom, scarf, condom, scarf, rabbit, condom, pigeon, condom, dove. Yeah, it just keeps going. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, you got to go get it, Sam.
Did you get it out, Sam?
All
right.
We get it out, but is there any way that, because I'm sure some semen gets, you know, around that condom that's fallen off, right?
Absolutely. You need when that's a condom failure, you got to get the morning after pill right away. When a condom fails, that's one of the more common ways it fails. It slips off. So, A, after you ejaculate, you got to hold on to the base of it and pull the whole thing out. And B, get the right size condom for you.
Right. Is the slim condom smaller condoms?
What is that?
I don't know. Drew's allergic to something. Is what condom what?
The slim fit condom. I mean, is there?
Yeah, they're smaller. There are smaller ones.
Slim fit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So get a smaller condom.
Yeah, get the slim fit. They have slim fit ones. They must have. They must have a nice euphemistic name for that, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. I'm sure they do.
They can call it Wee Boy or something like that. They have to give it some name. You know how, like at Starbucks, everything's a large?
Yes, yes.
There's just large, larger and larger.
But since we have Magnum and Magnum XL, probably this would be the Venti.
Right. All I'm saying is, Beanpole. That ain't gonna cut it, right? Piccolo?
Pencil's not good either.
Piccolo just sounds bad, too, so that sounds gay and thin. You went to Piccolo series? It's got holes up and down it, too. Yeah, gotta get that out. And
can't leave those in. That happens a fair bit.
And toxic shock.
Toxic shock syndrome if you leave them in.
And here's the other thing, too. That's like dropping a semen bomb.
Yeah,
in your
semen water balloon.
Yeah, what do you mean? Does it still
seep
work?
Out, yeah.
It's open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Karen, wait a minute, Dr. Drew. Don't the condoms have the gel
reservoir
the gel in them that kills the semen?
The nonoxidil 9. Some of them do, but it's you have a big dump like that. It's not going
to
do very much.
The
really morning after pill is what you got
to
do.
Karen,
yeah, you've had this problem?
No, not yet. I don't know many slender gyms.
Yeah.
Try to steer away from those.
Yeah, try.
Happy birthday,
Karen.
Hello.
You're 25.
Yes, I am.
Did you just turn 25?
I'm about to turn 26, actually.
Oh, I see. Okay. And you're home studying.
No, I'm out at a bar with my boyfriend and his brother who has a girlfriend, and we have a very important question for you.
Oh, this is going to be good. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yes. Okay. Hold on. You got to be hot, because only hot chicks ask if you're ready before they start talking, because it's a big deal when they talk.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Are you ready? Okay. Hello, I'm going to talk now. Are you sitting down? You ready? Here it goes. Fat chicks never ask if you're ready. They just start talking. That's one thing I've learned in life. All right, Karen. Okay. We're ready, baby.
Hi. Okay, what is the consequences of having a threesome?
Your relationship.
When you are in a committed relationship, the girl is into it. She's kind of leery. It's kind of a new territory, never done it before, but interested. Well,
clearly into it, though.
Your relationship will end. Guaranteed.
The relationship will end.
Guaranteed.
Well, wait a second. This is you, your boyfriend, and
your brother?
Your brother's girlfriend?
No. Okay, I'm sitting here at a bar having a conversation with my boyfriend and his brother, who has a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the consequences of having a threesome. Mm-hmm.
Your relationship will end, but maybe that's okay.
It will end?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that?
Because I've never seen that not happen when people decide to have a threesome.
You've never seen that not happen?
Yeah.
Even if it's like just casual, you're both are just
Karen.
Casual.
Karen, go ahead.
You're
enjoy.
Just being casual.
Enjoy,
about
Karen.
It.
Yeah, go ahead. Check it out.
Have that casual threesome.
If you're super intense, it's not. Hey, Karen.
Yes.
Are you asking because you're thinking about doing this?
Yes.
And who's the girl?
We don't know. It's just, there's websites. Party's coming up this Saturday. Some girls kind of like. sparked interest or whatever.
All right.
Something we talked about a long time ago
How long have you been with... All right, let me ask you a question. How long have you been with your boyfriend?
2.5 years.
And do you have any kids?
No.
She's looking at
it. Are you planning to get married?
Possibly in the future.
No.
I have college to finish. And
She's looking to end it.
You're looking for an out. Yeah. All right.
This will get you out.
Go out with a bang.
This will do it.
Okay, real quick. Here's how it works, everybody. It's hard to tell which came first, the chicken or the egg. Like, does the threesome destabilize a relationship, or are you on the outs when you decide it's a good idea to have a threesome? I mean, let's look at
both
it this way.
Happen. Both
when you
happen.
Meet somebody, you're in month number three, you're deeply in love, and you're thinking about marriage. You're not talking threesome unless you're colossally effed up.
Well, but... Mm.
All right, but she's in year 2.5. You told me a woman that's 26... albeit she turned it 10 minutes ago, and has been with someone for 2.5 years and has no real plans on getting married to the guy. I'll show you someone who's not that interested
in
the person.
And is suddenly interested in all these chaotic
things. Yeah, I'm 26. I got to finish college. You should have finished college 4 years ago, by the way. Number one. Number two, not into this guy. 2.5 years, you're coming up toward 30. You're thinking about marriage.
The threesome will get you out.
All right. Have the threesome and get on out. Angie
Happy
here.
Happy birthday. Have a good time.
And mazel tov.
Enjoy.
So I can tell she was Jewish. Angie here tonight from The Apprentice. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I almost didn't talk there, Drew, because Angie from The Apprentice was taking her test 1 second before the actual mics got hot. You know my policy.
I wouldn't have known what you were doing again.
You wouldn't have known. Yeah. She's sitting next to you holding a pen.
Right. I don't know how you...
How I see it, the room is well lit, and she's 5 feet from me.
I'm thinking about the next question, and go listen to start the show.
And let me explain.
I wouldn't
something.
Dream of being preoccupied with you sitting
You're
across from me, Adam.
True focusing on the show.
That's what I was reading the call. Think of the next call.
Let me tell you something. My genius always gets turned against me.
No, I'm not turning against you. I'm amazed that you can pick these things up.
True focusing on the show. Give me a break. Ironically, I'm focusing on the thing you're having our guest do that has nothing to do with the show. Don't give me the focus on the show. Look, you're lucky this is the first time this has come up.
But I told Andrew well before we started
what
the rules were.
Yes, he did.
He does. Just like he's told everybody in the last 300 tests what goes on. All right. You told him, though, Drew. As a doctor, don't you tell the people that come in your clinic to stop taking drugs? Cut them loose?
That's all you can
here's
do.
Here's a kilo of heroin. Go home. Don't take it.
How
dare you?
You're unfairly attacking an old man. As you get older, attentional mechanisms start to wane.
Yeah.
And you have these hypervigilant attentional mechanisms that you've had your whole life.
I would buy that, except for these tests have been going on since you've been in your late 20s.
No, I'm just saying. The fading is the ability to... see that when I'm focused.
Here's the painful argument that you're now witnessing, Angie from The Apprentice. See the way I smoothly do that?
Lovely.
Drew and I have been getting... Drew has had this test he's been giving to people, the guests of this show, and it's an honor because he put the tests away for like 3 months.
Oh, longer than that.
Although it only feels like 5 minutes.
It's been like 8 months.
Well, then it feels like 3 months. There's my point. Point is, he whipped it out for you. I think he whipped it out for you because you do a reality show. And I think he has theories about you people, though he's not going to share them with you. You did?
Huh?
Well, you're going to the test.
He hasn't shared what his theories are.
Oh, okay. Well, you just try to guess if they're good.
Oh, God.
All right.
No.
But here's the thing. So there's been an ongoing battle around here. And what Drew does is he takes these tests and he gives it to the guests. And the guests start filling it out because that's what you normally do. And they would normally just fill it out right through the segment one of the show, in which case their sort of head would be buried in this test while I was talking to them. So after about 100 of those, I said, Drew, you got to tell the guest that when the show starts, you got to put the pen down and pay attention. And he would do that. But, of course, they wouldn't do that because they would keep the pen in their hand because they were just going and finishing the test. And then the argument began with Drew and I, which I would say, what we just had, which is you can't see they're holding a pen, and Drew would just say, no, cannot. And then I would argue.
Focusing on the show.
you want them to finish the test, so you choose to ignore it. And Drew would say, no, I physically don't see it. And in which case, I would say, give me your car keys because you can't drive home.
Maybe next time I have somebody do it, let me switch chairs with you
now
and see if it
has zero to do with that.
It may.
No, what it is I'm looking out for it and you're not looking out
That's
for
exactly
it.
That's exactly what it is.
It's exactly what it is.
It's your pet peeve.
It's my pet
and
peeve.
And it doesn't bother him.
Well, here's,
so you're watching.
There's nothing in it for Drew for you to put your pen down. Drew, the idea of somebody...
I don't want this to happen. It's immense.
But if it was immense, then you got to go get it like an EKG or something. Because if it's an immense, and we've had this conversation 28 times, you immense doesn't register in your brain at all. Yeah? It can't be immense.
Now, we should point out also that the pen was down before the show started.
The pen was down. Yes, the pen was down.
Absolutely.
Pen was down, but didn't register to Drew one way.
Well, I want to try it sometime when I'm changing. Just, you know, you got to let me experiment with this. Let me try changing seats.
All right.
Next time I give, we'll see what happens.
Well, look, I don't want to put the therapist on the sofa, but it can't be immensely important to you that they put the pen down.
It is immensely important. This is one of the most unpleasant things I ever go through is this, as a matter of fact.
Right, but then you have to ask yourself, why do you repeat it? Why do you get into it?
This is the point, that I've got to find a way that I can get this into my visual field or something.
It's not visual. It's not a visual thing, though.
Or keep it on my, you know, on my radar screen somehow.
Let's look at it this way, Drew. Let's forget this. Let's just bring up any other scenario where it's immensely important that B doesn't happen or this outcome doesn't happen.
Right.
You would make sure that didn't happen. You would. Yes? No?
I would certainly try.
You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
though,
no,
right? If it was another scenario, if it had to do with your kids or something, and there was something sharp or something, and it's like, every time I turn my back, they get onto this thing, you know? You would work it out.
I'd figure something out.
You would change position
or something. I'd find some way that it would stay
in my... But you don't have to change position. You're only 4 feet from the person.
I'm just saying, I would start working on things that would get it in my visual field so I'd be aware of it. That's the point. So I could
Not the visual field part,
whatever
though.
It is, I would start finding things that would, you know, whether it's... repositioning myself or whatever it is.
Repositioning. I know you're working on the reposition part. Drew, one could argue you have a better shot at Angie visually than I do.
But it's not working. So I'd like to change it and try something
it's
different.
Not a visual
Drew's a married
thing.
Man. Can't we
you
get back to the man bridge part of the show where everyone was
Drew,
happy
now you've
and
turned
in
into
love.
Something mechanical where you can't physically see her from where you're at.
Are you
maybe it's tying a thing around my finger, whatever it is.
Tying a thing around your finger.
Yeah, do something like that.
But I'm saying if it's something you're desperately trying to avoid.
That's the kind of thing I need to do. Is something I need to find
but
some
I'm
mechanism.
I'm saying you would have done it. Yeah,
I'm going to do it. I stopped doing the test to avoid this.
Oh, please. You did the 272 tests.
We're interested
before
in doing
stopped.
A lot more. This is too painful.
It's too painful. Just tell the person to stop writing when we come back from the commercial. That's all you have to do.
He told me.
You have to watch them. You know what they do. Drew, too painful. This is too painful?
This is awful.
Yeah. This is awful.
This is awful.
But you know how to avoid it.
That's right. I'm trying to do that.
You're trying to do it.
The accusation is...
There's something...
I'd rather go through this?
No, I'm going to make two accusations. One is that it's so important to you that they finish this test on some level, some sort of crazy thing, that it just transcends...
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous?
That one doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter that they finished the test. But you, the idea of somebody going halfway into a test and then putting a pen down, that doesn't strike you as uncomfortable?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Doesn't. It doesn't.
Not at all.
Doesn't.
So you have no real vested interest in them working.
No, I'd like them to finish it, but not compared to the misery. It doesn't even register compared to how miserable
it is. All right, well, then number two is there some part of you that wants to go through this ordeal on a constant basis?
No, it's that when I start out, it's a memory thing.
Yeah.
I have to remember that this is what's coming if I don't pay extra careful attention to what they're doing.
Yeah.
My thing is I kind of make assumptions that they won't pick the pen
right,
up. They
but
won't
after
do
the
these
first
things.
10 times.
You would think.
You would think.
So I've got to find some mechanism that helps me do that.
You could look at them before we go to the...
It's not. That not obviously doesn't work. That doesn't work.
All
obviously,
right.
So I've got to find something else.
All right. But you hear your argument, right?
I need to find... This obviously isn't working. I need to find something else.
Huh?
That's all.
Huh?
But I did put the pen down before the show started.
That's true. You, by the way,
follow the directions.
And I made a note, you're the one of the few people that actually followed Drew's direction. And you took it right up to the point, right up to the last second. Right,
it's showtime.
Boom, the pen just dropped a millisecond before the mic heated up. I'll give you that. Drew was oblivious. That's
that
why
got
I brought
you going,
that
though.
Up. Yes.
I was oblivious what you're talking.
Jessica?
Hi.
You're 19.
I mean, it'd be easier for me to say, oh, I was all over it. I knew she was going to stop. I was oblivious.
Well, no, I know. Yeah. I know you wouldn't try that argument because I could tell you weren't paying attention to her.
Not to that. Mm-mm.
No, I know, but Drew, but you ever think about this?
I'm going to have to find a way to make sure that works, that I do that.
But it's not a physical thing, is what I'm saying.
It's a memory. It's an attentional problem and a memory problem.
It would be like, think about the things in your life that are important to you. Think about how good you are at those things.
You know what I do? Because
you make them happen because they're important to you.
I write them down.
You do whatever you have to do.
Right, I find a mechanism.
You do whatever you have to do. You've never done that with this. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Not important. No, important, just don't treat it like other things are important in your life. Because, Drew, no one's better at taking care of that stuff than you. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I thought I'd done it by making a big point about it and stuff and talking to her about it.
Right, but that's never worked.
No, it was working for a while there, but it's been just not working. It's not working perfectly.
Right, I'm paying you a compliment by saying you're good at stuff. Your problem is you are good at stuff you want to be good at, and I'm saying this ain't something you want to be good at. Otherwise, you'd be good at it.
Why? I want to go through this.
That's the question.
There's something pleasurable about this. I enjoy this.
You have to agree with me, Drew, that there's almost nobody better at taking care of business than you when it's something that's in your radar field that you want to take care of. Yes.
That I find ways. Yes, find ways to. And that's what I'm going to do here. Find a way.
All right. Well, we'll keep searching. It's going to be difficult.
Evidently.
Here's a way you could look at him before.
We'll get through
that. That won't work.
Not going to work. All right.
That's what I've tried, and that's not working.
All right.
I'm almost finished with the test, too.
I prefer to so keep going now.
Next commercial break. It'll be done.
Jessica?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, I have a question. I have a canker sore on my mouth, and I gave my boyfriend oral sex for, 5 seconds, maybe. And I was wondering what the chances are of giving him herpes.
We'll see. There's no way to give you a number on that. That could be a herpetic lesion, and if that is, you'll transmit herpes.
Can you go from the mouth to the genitals?
Yes, routinely.
Routinely?
Yes, very easily.
But you can't go from the genital to the mouth?
No, you can.
Well, didn't we used to think that it didn't work as well that way?
At one time, there was that thinking, but it does not. That is not the case. That type 1 and type 2 occur equally in both places.
There was no contact. It didn't touch the canker
sore. But it touched your mouth.
Right.
That could be enough.
When did this happen?
It's been there for years.
Years? Didn't we used to talk on the show that, look, you got something on your thing. It's not going to go that way, and that one's not going to go this way?
No.
Hmm? I thought we used to have that. That used to be a discussion.
Maybe years and years ago, but not in the last 6 or 7 years.
Well, you know, actually, I haven't been discussing it that much, to tell you the truth, over the last, 5 years. Yeah. I don't know what the hell happened to herpes. It's gone the way of the flapper and the dodo.
The dodo.
But what the hell happened to herpes? They got to get a new publicist.
Yeah, it's finally become what it actually always was, a skin problem.
Yeah.
Not this horrible, this red scarlet letter.
It really was. Huh, it really was the, venereal disease du jour a few years back.
It had a good publicist or something.
Well, it was herpes. X was all over the place. There was lots of robo-tripping going on.
All that stuff, these kids have seen the damage that does. And that's when they perceive the harm, that's when they stop doing these things. And so they're seeing that finally.
All right. So,
and they're probably also seeing the herpes isn't that big a deal. So it's not such a huge issue for people.
Is there no difference between genital herpes and oral herpes anymore, then?
For the most part.
And genital to mouth, mouth to genital, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well. And so any canker, but not any canker sore
potentially,
is herpes.
Potentially any canker sore is, but not necessarily.
Because there's...
Be careful, you have canker sores.
Thank God, I don't...
Because there's herpes simplex 1 and simplex 2, and then there's cold sores, or what is that? How does that
work? There's herpes type viruses or other kinds of herpes viruses other than herpes simplex that causes cold sores.
Kid who got a cold sore, what would that be?
It could be herpes. It could be simplex. Some other kind of,
Okay. All right, so now what's Jessica got to do? Nothing?
Wait it out. We'll see.
When do you, if something made the move within a couple
within
weeks?
Within 2 weeks, he'll have something.
Okay. Jessica?
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
Thank you.
You have a nice 2 weeks, and keep an eye on that guy's penis.
Okay.
All right there, baby girl. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm a little worried.
Okay. How's junior college treating you?
Dropped out.
Oh, out of junior college.
No, listen, I respect that. What are you doing?
I'm going to go to massage therapy school.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. It's good tips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And you know what? You don't talk much, and that's good. Once in a while, you get one of those crazy jabbery chicks on you. Chewing gum, popping that gum, talking. My boyfriend moved to Fresno, but I'm still in the Bay Area myself. I'm a San Francisco girl. And they start doing stuff. Ooh, you store tension in your back, don't you? No, I do it my left heel. Actually, I have a crescent wrench. I store it in it at home. Yeah, my back. Smart. Yeah, you store a lot of... You have tension. You store a lot of... Yeah. Oh, really? I usually store at my right eyelid. I'm surprised that you can feel some tension in my back. They love to talk. They're not a... Oh, you're left-handed, aren't you? It's the same weird... It's a weird, flighty, weird group. I don't know what that group is, but it's a weirdo group. But look, everyone, you should do that. I mean, instead of just going at putzing around junior college for 4 years and ending up with nothing, just go to that massage therapy school. Go there for 6 months. You start making some money, get a gig, get some nice tips. You're going to do something. Harold?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What's happening?
Same thing.
Well, that's
just dropped the S-bomb?
S-bomb, yep. There you go.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Harold.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
You store tension in your hair. Veronica?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yep.
What's up?
I'm like becoming very sexually frustrated and I can't figure out why.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I have sex with my boyfriend, it's not fun for me anymore. Like,
you're not into him anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's over.
Mm-mm.
But like all my friends are like at their, like they love it and I like sex. I can't get enough, but I don't enjoy it as much anymore.
Well, you have two possibilities. Either you're done with your boyfriend and your body's telling you that, or you were sexually abused and you're now going in this bipolar phase of sexuality from being hypersexual to being shut down sexually. So which is it?
Well, I have something else on the side, but I still don't like it.
Uh-oh, now we're going abuse. I store stress in my semen. That'd be great. That's better.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. Where's your stress? In the gym sock? Technically in the hamper, but I mean, yeah. Veronica?
Uh-huh.
What happened to you? Oh, baby. You don't know what goes on. Imagine all the masturbation going on that apprentice suite.
Oh.
22-year-old guys, businessmen, movers and shakers, hustlers under stress.
Oh. The hotel.
Every night he's like, Chris, we need to get... I'm in the shower! Don't come in! Oh, don't come in! There must have been some Wax Central in there. You girls all parading around in towels. Oh, yeah. The lawyer guy with the bow tie. He was probably...
Bren.
Bren the decorator. 3-4 times a day. That's why he was late picking up the sandwiches on that one pass. Yeah. Hey, Veronica?
Uh-huh.
All right, so were you sexually abused?
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
Well, what's up? Who did this to you?
I had an older brother.
Yeah. Yeesh. What
like
happened to him?
Brother, or no, half brother. Was
your
half brother? So.
Same mom?
Huh?
Same mom?
No, different mom. Same dad.
Hmm.
Different moms, and he stayed. Ooh, imagine that story.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Oh, so his biological mom must have been just a full-blown mess. Yeah.
Veronica, none of this is funny, right?
Veronica, what do you got some junior college in your future, too.
Oh, no. No way. Yeah.
What's up with you? What are you thinking about doing? Porn, or what are you doing?
I don't know. My friends, we've made videos, but...
Veronica, so far nothing we've been talking about is funny here as it pertains to you.
I thought my storing your stress funny. And
you're
the semen
funny.
Was kind
She's
of,
not funny. Her story is not funny.
Jim Sock was funny.
This is a mess. A good line.
This is a disaster.
Veronica, what are you doing? Are you living at home?
Yeah, I moved back in with my mom.
Move back in, always a bad sign. Why? What happened?
Because, my current boyfriend, which is going to be my ex soon, I'm just not having it with him anymore. So.
Oh, you were living with him.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you work?
I go to school full time.
All right. Now we're back. We're getting back to junior college?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay.
Shocked. We're too overwhelmed by this.
The caliber of student that goes into at the junior college level, do you hear these people, America? How dare you argue with me about making fun of the education that people get over at junior college? Do you hear what you're dealing with? Here's the whole thing. I only say stupid when I hear junior college. If I don't hear anything, I just say forklift. Do you understand? You're below average people? Think about that concept, Drew. A institution of learning that actually has people that are sort of intellectually subpar to just the general populace.
Right.
There's some education going on there. Please. Veronica, full time. Are you in a nursing program?
No way.
Yeah, I'm going to go into it. Yeah.
When do you go into it?
I have to finish a couple more classes and then go into it.
Engineer Chris has to finish a couple classes, celebrate his 30th birthday, and then he's going into the nursing program at the junior college, too.
That's good. What drugs are you doing, Veronica?
Huh?
What drugs are you doing?
What way?
Drugs.
I used to do speed, and I drink a lot, but...
I can hear it.
Drew gets that. Veronica, this is a disaster.
Why don't you focus on recovery? That's probably your best bet for...
Well, I've been clean for...
No, I don't mean just not using...
You're drinking, though, right?
I mean get into a program, a 12-step program, get a sponsor, start working on yourself a little bit.
Work the steps.
Yeah, you've got a mess going on here. There's so much going on that I'd rather see you focus on a program of recovery. That's the way you're going to sort something.
Well, I don't drink that much.
Listen to what I'm telling you. Do whatever you want. Why'd you call then? But I'm just saying, if you want to get better from this mess you're in...
True, she's horny. Leave her alone.
That's a reasonable way to do it.
Girl can't be horny. Yeah. See? You try to shut a woman down sexually because you're intimidated by their sexuality.
You can't judge. I'm the man.
You're the man. You're intimidated by their sexuality.
So I'm trying to keep it down.
This girl's free, man. She's trying to express herself. But you're intimidated by that because you're a man. You can't handle a woman who thinks freely.
Not only that, I'm the man.
You're a man and the man. You're like the guy. You're like Neil Armstrong. It's your one small step for the man and one giant leap for the man. Veronica?
Yeah.
All right, baby doll. We'd like to see you have some sort of future, and especially I'd like to see you not have any kids. Do you have any kids?
No.
Really?
And if you're going to go into nursing, you're going to have to do something about your addiction.
Ooh. Is something wrong with your tubes or something?
No, I'm not ready for it.
Good.
Careful?
When I hear careful, I picture people dodging semen.
No,
you know what
I'm
I mean? Like it's, a, like, you know, it's like it's a paintball game.
Dodgeball.
Yeah. You're on birth control?
Yeah. I was taking the pill, but I'm going to switch to the patch now. So.
Okay. Good. All right. We don't, this guy you're bored of, fine. Break up with him.
And the guy on the
focus
side.
Focus on your sobriety. Mm-hmm. Get a little therapy.
Well, I think 12-step for therapy 12-step. Will not work.
Okay, don't have any kids. And get into that nursing program.
Oh, I know. But I just don't... I can't, like, deal, like... For me, when I used to have sex, it used to relieve me stressfully. Stress. And now it's just, like, building up more and more, and I can't deal with it anymore.
All right. Well, that means you need to get some help, some work now.
Try something different.
We think you need a new position we're going to suggest to you.
I don't know.
All right, here's my position.
Everything.
Lay down on the therapist's sofa.
She won't get
all right,
over.
All right, go to the go Veronica. To the I don't even know. Why don't you just go talk to a pelican?
I know. She said a pelican would listen more.
I would like to get a pelican.
Prehistoric food at
a pod of pelicans.
I would like to get, here's what I like to do. I like to get some unevenly shaped pylons, pier pylons. So I was going to lash them together with rope, and I would chain a pelican to, to it, and it would just sit there.
And I
would,
happily.
I would call it Rusty. And I would have a bucket of chovy, you know it as anchovy, and I would throw it to the pelican, and it would, just gobble it. Mm-hmm. And do it. And once in a while, it would do that move with its wings where it looked like it wanted to fly but decided not to.
Sort of stretch them back and then bring them forward.
Yeah, that weird thing that birds do when they got that chain on their foot. Looks like they're kind of moving.
Is anybody else as pained by Veronica as I am? It's like talking to a piece of wood.
Well, not only that, but she's 23 and I see her future.
It's bad, yeah.
It's just you know, rehab and drugs and whatever, prison possibly, and crapping out a few kids and a couple of abusive relationships.
Not gonna have any future at all. I mean, that's going to be a disaster.
Now, on the other hand, valedictorian of the junior college class she's in, so that's the good news. She made the dean's list.
Maybe she heard you. She might have heard you.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. No, I don't. I think she's drunk.
I know.
Angie.
Maybe her friends will tell her that they heard her intervention.
Oh, that'd be good. Mm. Angie's here tonight from The Apprentice, Thursday nights, NBC. Going to be watching tomorrow night. I think ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Get ready. Get ready.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Angie is here tonight.
Yay.
Angie's from The Apprentice.
Favorite apprentice.
That is one of mine, Drew's, me and Drew's, me's and Drew's, Drew's and I's favorite shows. Thursday nights, 9 o'clock on NBC. Be watching tomorrow night. Angie, who do you,
I don't know. It's down to two. We go back for the finale.
Right.
May
you can't, obviously you can't tell us who the two are.
No, then I'd have to kill you.
What about
what happens in the finale? How do you Trump, between the two?
Trump picks.
He just picks one.
The last task has already been performed.
And it has.
Goes in and picks.
Oh, they already did the last task.
Yes, they did.
Mm, you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Why do you know that?
She was in New York when it happened.
Yeah, I was there.
But you were off the show.
Right.
Before the last task was performed, and you were out of the suite.
No, but they keep them secluded as long as the show's filming.
No, I know.
Yeah, there's another, you
area.
Know, the Ponderosa, they call it the Ponderosa, and that's where the reality show should be.
Right.
Well, like Todd, the first guy who got fired, you know, spent 3 months drinking with hookers, and there's a whole story.
Right.
What happened?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you want? He drank with hookers. What do you mean, what happened?
All kinds of things happen back.
But here's my, I'm not trying to be condescending in any way, but why do they let the people that are at the Ponderosa know what the last task was?
No. What happens is that when people get fired and come to the Ponderosa,
they tell you
what happened.
And then
at the last task.
That's what I'm asking.
You all show up.
People are pulled, you know. There's three or four from each team.
They bring them back to perform. That's right.
So the two people will have a team. And so then you hear. You kind of know what happened.
Can you tell us whether you were pulled for the last task?
I can't tell
can't
you
tell
that.
Us anything.
Oh, really? I thought they pulled everybody.
Sometimes they do.
Well, I'm trying to think of, no, they don't do, they can't do everybody because they start with like 16 people, right?
18, yeah.
18 people. No, they don't, but they don't
need them.
There's not 9 and 9. There's usually like 4 and 4 or something
like
that.
That.
Yeah, so I thought they just chose from like what Survivor does, which is the ones that were booted off most recently make the tribal council. It seems like Angie, being a strong performer and being one of the later ones to get the finger, would most assuredly be part of that one. But maybe you can dip deep and take somebody who got booted earlier. Joanna?
Hello?
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, about 2 years ago, I had a baby, and I'm married and everything, but my sex life just went to shot.
Because you have no drive anymore?
At all. Like, I get into the mood, like, maybe once, twice a month, but that's it. Like, I'm just...
Is it the stress of raising a baby, or is it the reality of the biological changes that have occurred?
Maybe the stress, but it's not really that stressful, because she's, like, running around and everything.
Has anything changed in your relationship with your husband?
Not really.
Okay, so have you talked to your doctor about this?
No, I haven't really gone to the doctor after I had it.
Right. Are you on any medication?
No.
Are you still breastfeeding?
No.
All right, go back to the doctor. Sometimes getting on a birth control pill will get things kickstarted again.
What else? How about kickstarting yourself to kickstart yourself?
It's hard because it's... Sure, she's gone.
Because I was on the pill, but I got off of it because it just made things worse.
Well, maybe a different pill.
What's your husband? Is he excited? Is he ready to go?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, these things always get worse because whoever the partner is, whichever direction you're going, whether you're the one that doesn't want to have sex or the one that does want to have sex, they both seem to go further in that direction.
Right.
Obviously, you can do the horny math, but for some reason, the ones that are shutting down, the hornier the person gets, the more pressure they feel.
The more shut down they get.
And you spiral. This is one of them negative spirals. Hey, Joanna?
Huh?
I'm going to go with Drew on this. Maybe a new pill, but... Did you try this with your doctor, or was this just birth control because you didn't want to get pregnant again?
Because I didn't want to get pregnant again.
Yeah, you got to talk to your doctor about things you can use that might restore your biology, your hormones, so you can have a sex drive again.
Yeah, because if you don't have a beef with your husband,
and
then this is a hormonal thing.
And you're not
probably.
Depressed. You're not having a postpartum depression. And
are you depressed?
Sometimes I feel a little depressed, but it doesn't really have anything to do with the baby.
Right, and it's not what's shutting her down completely.
All right, just general stuff.
Yeah. So well, get in there.
What's your husband do?
He's a musician.
Uh-oh. Is he gone all the time?
Oh, he's gone on the weekends, but not during the week or anything.
I'm not making a... I'm not making a
ranchero music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he play the giant guitar?
No, he's.
Is this him?
Plays the accordion.
Well, there's eight guys who play the accordion.
That's what I'm saying. There's lots of jobs.
Those are in quartets. So, I don't know. I don't know how the math works out. Yeah, that's in a four-man ranchero band. There's only 9 accordion players. That's basically how it works. I don't know how. I'm not sure the math works. I was actually watching 60 Minutes at 2 tonight, and they did this story on the illegals coming in from, into Arizona. And they visited one of these, like, ranchero bars in some town in Nebraska, and there was that crap blaring in the background. Even during the undercover investigation, still so distracting, I could barely watch it. Like, just so painfully bad. Can somebody pipe some classical music into that country so we can get them on their feet? Look, here's the deal. I like to do a test. Here's the test. I'll do it. You sit down at the drafting table, see if you can design a rocket.
With this
blaring in the background. I bet you end up doodling a half track with a Takiza logo on the side. Okay? No, you got to play classical music if you want to invent a rocket.
I want to go to the beach right now.
Let's get loaded.
Right now.
Are we drunk? Why aren't we drunk yet?
I feel it.
I'm feeling drunk.
You can't do anything but stuff pinatas to this music. You can't design anything. You can't build anything. That's the problem. Yep.
Pinatas.
I'm going to sit. I got a nice clean sheet of paper. I'm going to revolutionize commercial air flights. This plane is going to be, it's going to be hypersonic. It's going to be 4 or 5 times the speed of sound.
And headed to Mexico.
Carry 350 people.
It's going to fly, at the stratosphere. Oh, hell, let's get loaded.
Tequila.
That's what this music
everyone does.
Yes, you want to know why you don't have a space program? This music. Everything can be traced back to this. Now, you pump a little Wagner in, now you got a space program. That's how it works. Drew, what are you doing this? You could build a washing machine of this music.
I can't talk.
It's stifling.
It started to grow on me a little bit, actually.
If you set a drafting table and you pulled out a mechanical pencil and this music came out, you'd stab yourself in the ear with it and fall over. That's how it works. Okay, I'm just saying, there's a connection between thinking and classical music.
Yeah. Bo Ranchero and...
Not thinking. No. Not thinking. Getting loaded. All right.
Here you go.
Let's be honest. Anthony?
Yes.
29?
Yes, I am.
What's up, brother, man?
Man, you are a god to me. If I really? Didn't have you, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Where are you? Prison?
Junior college?
Oh.
No. I quit junior college. Ooh. I decided to get into a business, and last year I made 6 figures.
Wow.
Excellent.
Wow.
The year before that, I made $15,000.
Selling pie? Wow.
You are my role model. You are my God, whatever you want to call it.
Tell me how I touched your life, Anthony.
you taught me to be the right way. You taught me the right way to go in life.
What did you hear me talk about? How did I convince you to drop out of junior college?
Well, everybody quits junior college, and it's worthless.
Yeah.
And I can't even believe that I'm talking to you right now. I mean, you are like the man.
I can't believe I'm inside of me.
And talking.
I can't believe
and
that
talking.
I'm talking.
Hold on. Me. Who's... That's me. You don't think it's a thrill for me to be around me? It's just as thrilling for me to be around me as it is for you to be around me.
I can't believe it.
I wake up every morning, I look in the mirror, and I go, my God, it's me.
I'm thrilled.
Love me.
Anthony.
Love me some me.
All right. So what business did you get into?
Insurance.
Insurance. And now you're making 6 figures and you have the world by the tail.
I am trying to, yes.
Yes.
I'm trying to make 7 figures. I wouldn't even be at anything if it weren't for you, though.
Well, why? But, you know, you say that. I know I'm fishing for compliments, but all I told you to do was drop out of junior college.
And I did.
And I
listened to you, and you have made me realize the simplicities of life.
All right, well, let's go over a few of those beats since you've gotten us started. Let's talk about them, because Angie's a successful person. Drew is successful, although his parents are still a little disappointed. I'm, of course, literally a millionaire, literally. Let's give our basic beats here. My feeling is you don't get rewarded for being good at a whole bunch of things. You should really pick out what you want to do and get really good at it and make money, and then you can pay other people to do your taxes, fix your car,
put
a new roof on your house. You know, if you take a look at almost anybody, I don't care if they're a performer or a CEO of a company, they're probably pretty good at one thing, and they're probably woefully bad at a lot of things. Although they're efficient people,
but people that are good also tend to know a lot about a lot of things.
Yes.
They don't necessarily get good at it, but they tend to pay attention and learn and be interested, engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm with you on that. All I'm saying is there's a lot of people that, they could start a fire if they were stranded on an island. They can fix their own car. They can put their own roof on. They can do their own taxes.
Unnecessary.
Society doesn't really reward you.
Yeah.
You're much better off picking one thing you're strong at, being really good at it, and being better. And sizing up the competition in whatever field you're in and just beating them at that. The other thing, and I'm trying to think of, and you guys jump in. Tell me what you think about keys to success. Drew, what do you have over there?
See,
Drew's got nothing?
No, I'm just in the education thing, I think.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem to necessarily equate.
Here's the deal. Whatever you do, if you're going to be successful, you're going to work your ass off.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Right. So hard work.
Okay. Oh, here's
hard work.
Delayed gratification.
That's what I wanted to touch on, which is you have to give away stuff every once in a while. You have to do stuff for free.
Pro bono.
A little pro bono work in there. When I got started in radio, K-Rock, imagine that, wasn't paying much. Actually, they weren't paying anything.
I did for 10 years for free.
Well, now you're an idiot.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And now you've crossed the line. Yeah.
I did it for 6 months. I felt like I got ripped off. I did it for 6 months for free. And then when they finally decided to pay me, it was like $50 a pop. Right. And everyone said, what the hell is... I remember they said, "What? Why? That's nothing. Go in there and demand more." And I just said, I should be paying them. because I'll just use this as a platform and I'll make money down the road. There'll be a payday down the road. I don't. There's no difference between $50 a pop, $80 a pop, or $105. It's all chump change. Let's get to the real money and let's just not piss anyone off along the way. And that's one thing. Successful people always eat it for a few years. Whether it's Drew goes to college for 30 years. You don't get paid to go to college. Other people, apprentice for years. You have to be. You can't look for the quick payday. You have to eat it for a couple years, whatever
many
it is.
Years very often.
Sometimes many years, whether it's a program or whether it's you're going to a specific school or trying to get certified.
Which is why you got to kind of like what you're doing,
right?
See, and my thing is, I started the the curves for women out here. I opened the first one out here, and I
Women's
only gym. Yeah. I loved supporting and empowering women and helping women and all that. And now I've done that. I have two of them, very successfully, have accomplished that, and I kind of want to move on. My thing is, I get a little bored with this, and then I want to do that. I think I'm a little ADD. Adult ADD thing. But I've also accomplished that goal of successful. Now I want to do something else. Mm-hmm. Sell the businesses, do another business, do something else.
Well, there's another, as long as we're, just everyone's just having an ass kiss circle, ring of ass kissing. But the successful people are also successful whatever they decide to be successful at. And that's the other thing you have to learn. They just stop something and focus on something else. They have laser-like
focus.
But
it is what Dr. Drew said, too. It's hard work. I worked my butt off.
Oh, you worked your butt off. And people that aren't successful burn as many calories. It's just what they do is they go in one direction. They go for a couple of years. They stop and change directions. Mm-hmm. They stop and change directions. They do a lot of direction changing. And they never follow through. They never finish up. They're just this close to finishing that education. They're this close to finishing that program or becoming successful in the business. And they stop right at the end. That's bad times, too. Pick something
insurance.
You like. Work hard on it. Don't be scared to do it for free
also,
for
I
a while.
Also, I think finally, be realistic about your self-assessment.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh. I know we got to go to break, but I was out talking to people when I was doing this thing in Florida a few weeks back. And everyone I talked to is like, what do you want to do? I want to be a rap star. I want to be an actress.
Right.
I want to be a model. It's like, look, everybody. There's a handful of those jobs open. Let's pick something that you're going to do, not that you want to do. All right. We'll take ourselves a break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Angie's here tonight from The Apprentice. Thursday nights, 9 o'clock NBC. Hey. Let me say one more thing just we're leaving off on our keys to success. Certain people are very interested in things. Super interested in things, and you couldn't stop them from doing things. They want to know. Right. You hear about these people all the time. They're running a business, and all of a sudden they see a show on sushi chefing, and they decide to go take a class. And then there's other people that just want to be left alone. They want to relax. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like one's a sled dog, the other's a cat. Mm-hmm. One wants to get up on the fridge and take a nap. The other wants to hit the trail. If you want to get on the fridge and take a nap, there's really I'm not judging you, but there's not much you can do with that.
It's hard to make things happen when you're on top of the refrigerator.
Take a nap, right.
Yeah, get a gig over at the phone company, get your benefits, and get on the fridge and take a nap when you get home.
Or how about the people who are born and raised and live and die in the same small town?
Yeah, that's me with NoHo.
Never.
Yeah,
never see the world or travel or
But they don't want to do it, and that's fine too.
Yeah,
by
God
the
bless
way,
them.
That's I got no problem with that. Mm-hmm. But don't want all the stuff and go nap on the fridge. That's
right.
That's a tortured life.
The worst combination of all is the person that feels entitled to everything just because.
Ooh, that's right. I'm going to sue you from on top of the refrigerator.
I'm either going to sue you or I'm going to declare my superiority because I'm intellectually superior, whatever.
Sit and judge.
Take a nap. Yeah. That's right. Angie? Oh, not this Angie. This Angie.
Call her Angie.
You're 13.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I was just wondering if, emotional abuse could affect sexual development.
Emotional abuse. Absolutely.
Emotional
people,
abuse.
Kids start trying to use sex automatically as a way of regulating feelings.
And also use sex as a weapon.
And you'll also sort of act out some of your trauma in your sexual and peer relationships.
Mm. What's up? 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says here you're already acting out a little bit.
I have. It's not sex because it's oral, in my opinion, and it was just with a girlfriend of mine.
Yeah, let me
straighten that out.
Let me straighten this out. And first off, it's sex at any age, but maybe at 26, it's less than it is at 13.
That's sex.
Everything's sex. Yeah. Everything beyond hand holding in my book is sex. I mean, you're 13 performing oral on your female friend. Something's up.
Big time.
Uh oh.
Like big.
Have a phone line problem?
You think?
Yes. Yeah. No doubt.
Here's the problem is you get shot out of a cannon down a certain trail that leads into a brick wall when you're about 17 or 18. So what are we going to do, Angie?
I don't know, man.
No, I'm talking in studio, Angie.
All right.
You're a mess, baby. Come on.
You got to slow down, Angie. Slow down, honey.
Were you abused? Just you're verbally?
Emotionally abused. And physically, too. I guarantee it.
Okay.
No, physically, no.
No one ever hit you?
No, not one. Okay, once when I was like 5, but that was training. Uh-huh.
Look, here's the deal. You're 13, you sound like you're 33. You're acting like an adult. You're in the 7th or 8th grade. Let's go.
Jeez.
What's the future hold? I mean, can you get some counseling?
I plan to. But I mean, I'm not one of those kids who are like, well, I really want to go to junior college. No, I'm not.
Well, look.
That's not even important to you right now. Angie, you're not going to live to see junior college if you don't do something about
it. Let me just say this. You're a smart person. I can hear it. Yeah. You're wise beyond your years. You're 13, but you're also acting like a 23-year-old when you're 13. You can't do that. It's going to get you into trouble. You can't process all that stuff.
Yeah.
Find friends. Have relationships that aren't sexual. Mm. Hang out with people smarter than you, everyone. Hang out with people
healthier.
That are more successful and more healthy than you. And that's one of our keys to success. We got to take a break. It's easy to hang out with the doofuses and be the king of the retards. That's fine and dandy. And it's humbling to hang out with people that are maybe getting better grades, maybe more successful, maybe more together. It's very humbling because now you're at the bottom of the pyramid. Better to be at the bottom of the successful pyramid than to be at the top of the tard pyramid.
Yep.
Thank you. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after
top
this.
Top of the tards.
Yeah. That's a show, everybody. Where'd the time go?
Flew by.
Always interesting. Angie from The Apprentice.
Website?
Angie McKnight. AngieMcKnight.com. Woohoo.
Go on that site and find what?
Where I'll be appearing with my show. My cabaret show, and I wrote a book of songs and all that.
She's a wonderful singer. I heard her screaming from the top of her lungs through this paper-thin wall.
It's like Madeline Kahn and Frankenstein.
Yes.
You know, they're doing the musical.
She hits the high C
going for
when
that part.
She hits the big O.
You'd be great at that part.
Big O, high C. That's
big
how
o,
it works.
That's, right,
that's
baby.
What translates into multiple. Machine gun. All right, so.
That's very true, though. Multiple.
I want to be the Gene Wilder part.
Yeah. Until, you got the same hair. Until next time, Sam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.